Bitcoin ETF snapped 9-day inflow streak. With 263 miner Monday exit US spot, Bitcoin ETFs pulled in $263 million in net outflows. On Monday, April 27th, ending a 9-day stretch of consecutive inflows that had pushed the funds back into positive territory for the month. CoinMarketCap reported the reversal, with Fidelity's FBTC leading the day's exits. The break comes after the same group of funds posted $2.12 billion in inflows the prior Friday, capping the streak with one of the strongest single-day prints of the quarter. Bitcoin was trading at $75,180 as of April 28th, down 1.0% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 40, neutral, per CoinMarketCap data. What ended the streak, the 9-day run had been a clean signal of institutional bid returning after the mid-April drawdown. ETF flows often move in clusters. When allocators rotate in, they tend to do so over multiple sessions, and the same goes for the exit. A single $263 million outflow day does not reset that pattern, but it does mark the first session this month where net demand turned negative across the issuer set. Fidelity's FBTC leading the outflow is the detail worth tracking. FBTC has historically tracked closer to long-duration allocator behavior than some of its peers. So a one-day exit there is more likely a fund-level rebalance than a sentiment shift. Whether the outflow extends into Tuesday and Wednesday will determine whether this is a pause or a turn. Price context: BTC has been chopping in a tight range below $80,000 for most of the past week. The seller wall at $79,400 has held twice, and spot demand has been described as negative even during the recent rally. ETF inflows had been one of the few clean bid sources offsetting that, which is why a streak break matters more than the dollar figure suggests. ETH sits at $2,178, roughly flat on the day. SOL at $83.49, down 0.8%. And XRP at 137, down 1.1%, as of April 28th. The broader majors are not signaling a coordinated risk-off move, which makes the BTC-specific ETF outflow read more like positioning than panic. Why this matters for allocators: spot ETF flows are now the cleanest near real-time gauge of U.S. allocator demand for Bitcoin. When the streak was running, it was easy to project the trend forward and assume month-end would close green. A single $263 million outflow does not invalidate that, but it does add tape risk. If Tuesday prints another negative day, the narrative flips from institutional bid is back to the bid was a short squeeze. For traders, the practical read is that the marginal buyer at these levels is now uncertain. Spot is not bidding aggressively. Derivatives funding has been the rally's main fuel per crypto quant, and ETFs just took a step back. The setup favors range trading until one of those three changes. What to watch? Three signals will tell us whether Monday was a pause or a pivot. Tuesday and Wednesday, ETF flow prints. Two more negative days would confirm a turn. A snap back to net inflows on Tuesday makes Monday look like a one-off rebalance. FBTC versus IBIT split. If outflows concentrate in FBTC, it is likely fund-specific. If IBIT joins on the exit side, it is broader allocator behavior. BTC's $74,000 level, the recent low. If ETF outflows continue and price tests that level, the seller wall conversation flips from $79,400 to $74,000 on the downside.